Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mara Nimi Maratz, Yishichli, Nishmas Maratz, Esther, Vashmaros, Chanav, Sigma, Sot, Chanav, Sot, Meir Zev. The schus, Rabbi Shai ben Leah, Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Bracha. Tiburus Victoria Bastila Rovida, Chayachev, Fega, Bats, Michal, Bisbasia, Rabbi Baruch, Ritz, Ben Sela, Tzipoira, Shalom Bracha Batzlocha Seidem Nechigadu Batzlocha Chaim Tzvi Bracha Tzlocha Tzea. Continuing our series of Shirum in the Rambam Vilchus Tshuva 3:1 Kol Echad Vecha V'nei Adim Yesh L'Tzchuyis V'on. It's every person has merits and sins. That's already a good lesson. Like to look at people, it's being all good or all bad. No. Kol Echad Vecha V'nei Adim Yesh L'Tzchuyis V'on. Torah says the Sefer L'Tshuvas Hashana, the Zchuyos are not parallel to Avonos. The opposite of Avonos are mitzvahs. The opposite of Zchuyos are chovos. So what's this contrast in the Rambam between Zchuyos and Avonos? You should say either Zchuyos or chovos, or mitzvahs for Avonos. So we can say that the tzad chova of a person, where a person is guilty, is brought about by his avonos. Nevertheless, the tzad schus is not decided only by mitzvahs, but there are also other schuyos that are effective to be mezakeh in bedin. First of all, you have schus avos. It's not a maisa mitzvah, but schus avos helps be mezakeh a person bedin. That's why it says schuyos. Yisurim shel ahava, Kadosh Baruch Hu is miaser a person in this world in order to give him more schar in olam haba. Yoser mechtei schuyos of his Rashi says in brachos. Nev hei amad aleph. And even though if he's mekabel them, he's mekayim v'ahavtaz Hashem lokech l'chol avav chol nafsh chol modecha, whatever God dishes out to you, you should still love him. Nevertheless, the yisurim themselves are a schus for the person, even without the gather of a mitzvah, and they're effective to be mezakeh in bedin. Another type of schus, Gemara Maseches Kedushin, Mem Amar Aleph, Amr Avasi, Afilu Chashav Adam Lasis Mitzvah Vinhenas Velo Asa, Mal Avakos of Kilu Asa. The person thinks to a mitzvah and doesn't do it because of Ones. Pasa considers it as if he did it. So the Chorah, this you can't define as a mitzvah, this is just a schus. Mal Avakos of Kilu Asa. So again, the trying to show is that there are many things that are Machriya Yerdin Latova that are schuyos, even though they're not mitzvahs. We also find that Brahm Zaka Abba, the Maisim Tovim of his son, give a schus to his father. Even his father's a Rasha Gomer, Mishtaburach, Hosea Makipur, and Tafresh Chafal of Yates. Ramban, Sof Parashas Nayach, Avram Hichnis, his Terach Ovi, Vlailam Haba, Filu Shalasa Tshuva. We also have the Parashas Drochim, in Drush Revi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Odonis HaAdam, HaMasha Asid Lachdor HaLabashir Husham. Avol Inyan Toiva Ein Oikein. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stunning a person, says in the Mishnah HaMelech in the Parashas Drochim, in the fourth Drush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not only done a person on what he's going to do, but where he actually is. That's, he's not done a person what he's going to do, but he is. That's Bashir Husham, that's as far as Din is concerned. Avol Inyan HaToiva Ein Oikein. Chofitz Chesed, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to Chesed, Meitiv Liish Kemaaseu Sha'asid Lasas, and he does good to a person according to the deeds that he's going to do, even in the future. And he proves this from a Drashei Chazal, and so is Mefulish in the Zohar Kadosh, the beginning of Parashas Chayisava. The Chavar, the mitzvahs he's going to do in the future are Zchuyos; they're not mitzvahs he hasn't done any yet. Also, we have the Rabbeinu Yoina. In the Shari Tshuva, כאשר אדם מקבל עצמו להכתיב דרכיו מעיס, זוק רבינו יוינה, לשם רבינו יוינה. מעיס אשר קיבל כזויץ במחשבתוי, וגומר עליו כוח הלעס בלובבוי, קונו לנפשוי סחוס וסחר על כל המצווס והמוסלם, ואשרוב כי צודק נפשוי בשור קלה. From the time he was makabel upon himself in his thought, and he decided he's going to do this in his heart, he's already kind of for his nefesh, his chus and his char, and all the mitzvahs and musr. And fortunate is he, because he made himself a tzaddik in a moment. And he brings a raya from the Mechilta in Parshas Bo, a yelchu v'yas, which is taking upon yourself to do as if you already did. So you see that it's together as chus. It's meduik as lashun kana l'nafsho chus. So again, you see this notion of schuyos, even though they're not mitzvahs. In addition, we have the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, where it says that "V'hu yishbo et tevel b'tzedek yodin l'umim b'meisharim v'hadosh baruch hu danes ha'olam danes Yisrael b'yoyim b'shar shayu asukim b'mitzvahs." So the Chora, the Nidon, and Rosh Hashanah, Al Hashanah She'avra, and all the mitzvahs that you do on Rosh Hashanah is shaykh to the next world, to the next year. So we have to say Ein Achinami. This Gemara is talking about on Rosh Hashanah. That Hashem has done us, but then during the day when we're doing mitzvahs, and at night, the Umbas and I, they're not doing mitzvahs. So these mitzvahs aren't going into last year's account. But when you do mitzvahs, b'shas mishpat, harei zeh goyrem she'adin she'yeh berachamim. B'davar zeh harei hu b'chlal zchuyos v'lo mitzvahs. That's part of God's mercy. That's not included in your mitzvahs, but it's included in your zchuyos. But the mitzvahs done on Rosh Hashanah count for last year. The Gro in Yeshaya Gimel Yud Aleph writes that a Rosha Shu Tov Lebriya Sekadosh Baruch Hu Mei Divino Imo Veino Manisha Lefi Agmul Aroy La Alpidin Aba Kshuva Lebriyos Azayim Menakin Lomen Aonish Klal El Begmul Yadav Bishlem Us Yasel. A Rosha was good to other people. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't judge him according to what's right, Al Pidin, because he's good to people. But when he's bad to people, then he gets the full force of the punishment. When he's good to people, then he doesn't. And based on this, the Gemara explains the pasuk Ayin Sham Perish Agra Yishai Gimel Yud Aleph. So the Chora, what's the idea behind this? He should get the full punishment. The answer is, it's a schus. The fact that he has a proper anhaga with the brios is a merit for him. So we already mentioned approximately 8 different areas where a person has a schus. You know, it's not actually a mitzvah, so the Rambam says everybody has schuyos and avonos. These are the 2 sides of our judgment. The schuyos versus the avonos. And that's what we're asking in our tefillah. Lo Rosh Hashanah. That's what we're asking in our tefillah. So the mitzvahs are up to us. But the schuyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can add schuyos, even if we don't do mitzvahs, also in Avinu Malkeinu. Because Sveinu B'Sefer is the schuyos. We didn't cast Sveinu B'Sefer. Do mitzvahs now. Sometimes it's up to Hashem to write us in the book of schuyos. Yuma Hevava mebeis imshav behava. Is donos nasis lo kizchuyos. How can we say a person does tshuva and yischoyzer mehava the averus or schuyos? So the Maharshah, the Maral, many are marich in this nekuda. So much Torah about it. But according to what we're saying, that doesn't mean mitzvahs. It means it's a schus. It's a schus, because the averus caused him to do tshuva. So they're considered merits, but not actually mitzvahs. In the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem, it says, Aschus yesh la keren v'yesh la peris. Shenamar l'tzadik yitov, aver yesh la keren v'ein la peris. See in the Gemara over there in Kedushin, based on the Tosefta and Peah. So you see already in this Lashon, there's a parallel between Schus and Aver. The whole sugya there is mashma, there Schus means mitzvahs. So you see, Schuyos also includes mitzvahs. We could say that's also what the Rambam means here. Either Rambam means mitzvahs or schuyos, like we've been explaining until now. Why does the Rambam have to be makdim in this halacha that everybody has schuyos and avonos? Get to the point. The point is that if you have more schuyos, you're a rasha. If you have more avonos, a person is a rasha. If he's 50-50, he's a baner. If he's more schuyos, he's a tzaddik. Why does it have to say everybody has both? Without this hakdama, that everybody has schuyos and avonos, then it wouldn't be nikbal pi rov. Person does one avera, he's done. Since ein adam bar tzadik bar tzeshiach tov lo yechta, everybody sins. In Mela, you could be a tzadik even though you have averas, because everybody sins. That's what the Rambam is telling us here. So the Rambam says that somebody whose schuyos are more than his avonos, he's considered a tzaddik. And somebody who's avonos, or more than a schuyos, is considered a rasha, 50-50. He's a benoni. Makor advarim gvar rashana, the three kitos liyam adin, tzaddik and gemurim, rishon gemurim, benonim, rashi, rishon gemurim, rum avon, it's benonim, mechtzal, mechtzal. And we see the same word here in the Rambam. Benoni is mechtzal, mechtzal, rishon are more avonos. The Brice in Kedushin 40b says, Rashbi says, a person is a tzaddik gemur his whole life, and he rebels at the end, he loses the earlier mitzvahs. Like the Gemara, let him be 50-50. It says, Reish Lakish, he regretted his earlier mitzvahs. We have to understand the kasha of the Gemara. Why should he be 50-50? Just because the tzaddik is married by Achroina, why would that make him 50-50? It's so weird. There's in the Gemara there, if you're 50-50 and including your merits are kibud aveim, or gemilus chasadim, that's machriya the kaf, as if you're rubos schuya. So we have to understand. Somewhere somebody's 50-50. He's a benoni. So why is his din a tzaddik? So we see from this that the gedut din benoni is not kipshuto 50-50. But somebody whose merits and sins are not enough to impact him. His merits aren't enough to help him, and his avonos are not enough to hurt him. That's a beinoni. And usually this case is 50-50. That's why the Rambam and Rashi said 50-50. But sometimes a person could be 50-50 and he could be a tzaddik, like if he has kibud aveim on his records, then that means that his merits do have the power to bring him to the side of good. Even though B'sikomo Shel Davar is 50-50, nevertheless, his schuyos are enough for him. We see this in Rashi, in the Sechus Rosh Hashanah, that says in the Gemara, Da'loisi v'li o'ishia, even though Da'af v'shadalani min ha-mitzvahs li lan o'ishia, even though I'm poor for mitzvahs, it's still pleasant to save me. Rashi explains, Dalem and mitzvahs, Kagon Beinonim, Shem Schu Yosem Achrim Litlos Lahem Beschusim. Even though I'm poor for mitzvahs, it's pleasant to save me. So Rashi says, Dalem and mitzvahs, I'm like Beinonim, that their schuyos are not Machriya Litlos Lahem Beschusim. The schuyos are not enough for them to benefit from these schuyos, to be rewarded for these schuyas. So we see in Rashi L'chora that a gedur beinoni is not 50-50. He's dalam and a mitzvahs because the The Zechuyos aren't enough to put him on the side of Zechus. So it could be that's what Rashi means when he says that the Dalam and Amitzis is Beinoni. And the definition of a Beinoni is that his Zechuyos aren't enough to put him on the side of Zechus. But it doesn't necessarily mean 50-50. Could be it does mean 50-50, and that's why his zechuyos aren't enough, but it could also be that it doesn't mean necessarily 50-50. So now we understand why a person who's a tzaddik gamar b'chol yamav and morav achrona, he's considered a bi beis harishanos. The Gemara says let him be 50-50. Why? Since he rebelled at the end, he's a very serious aveira. So now his zechuyos aren't enough to save him. So now he's 50-50. Why should he lose them all? That's the Gemara's kasha. And that the Gemara answers, he regretted the earlier ones. And al derech zu, we can also explain the geder beinonim. It's mentioned earlier in the Sugya Rosh Hashanah, the Zayin Amud Beis, with regard to the din on Rosh Hashanah, Amar of Kaspedai and Rav Yechanan. Shloisha sforim niftachim b'Rosh Hashanah. There it's muchruch that the Shem Beinonim is not totally 50-50. Because l'shitas habe rishonim tzadikim rishonim dekamer b'dinah de Rosh Hashanah. And I'm rov zechuyos v'rov avonos. El tzadikim rishonim b'dinah. We're not talking about what they really are. We're talking about what their din is. Din tzadik, din rasha. So we're not, the nidon on rishonim is not because it's called ma'isiv. Is it more zechuyos and more avonos? Rather, Danam al Chayolam has it. And therefore, he can have a Rosh Hagamor, but he does a mitzvah, so it gives him a good life in this world. He's a tzaddik bedina. He can have a tzaddik gamor, has an aveira, and he's a Rosh bedina. Because it is one aveira. So, Mimela, talking about a tzaddik bedina and a Rosh bedina. So, when it says Beinoni, Beinoni also means bedina. Not necessarily 50-50, just bedin. His zechuyos aren't enough to tip him on one side, and his averos aren't enough to tip him on the other side. And that's why Rashi, only in the Brice of Gimel Kitos Liyom Adin, Rashi says Beinonim is 50-50. Here Rashi doesn't say Beinonim is 50-50. Because Rashi's learning that we're talking about what's his din. You can have a din of a Rashi and a din of a Tzaddik. And a din of a Beinoni, but that doesn't necessarily mean 50-50. So Beinoni could be 50-50, but that's only an indication that his zechuyos aren't enough to tip him one side and the averus on the other. And so Rashi doesn't define Beinonim here. Here we're talking about Bedina. Echad Risham Gemur and Echad Shal, three Sfarim are opened up. One of them of Beinonim. Beinonim Bedin. It's like we have a Tzadik Bedin, a Rashi Bedin, a Beinonim Bedin, but it's not that it necessarily is 50-50. But again, it could be 50-50. And that's why Rashi says earlier when Gemara says, "Your kimel kitos tzaddikim gemur mishaim gemur nebeinonim." Rashi there says 50-50. That's the classical beinonim. But it could also be somebody who doesn't is in 50-50, but he's just his zechuyos aren't enough to machriyam on one side and his averus on the other. And therefore, he waits till Yom Kippur, and he gets his din. And here in the Gemara, the Gemara is talking about tzaddik bedin, rasha bedin. Shalosh Nisfarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah, so it's talking about Bedin. So you can have a Rasha who's a Tzadik Gamor and a Tzadik who's a Rasha, meaning that Rasha Bedin. So he has an Aveira that's Mechrei his Din L'chova. Vice versa with a Rasha, and a Beinoni just means that his Din is in Mucha. Okay, there's so much more to say about about this Gemara and this Rambam, these Gemaras and this Rambam. So hopefully, B'rtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue and see more neflos. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.